Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. And on this morning's show, we're going to be listening, as we often do, to small jazz groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s. And we are going to be featuring one of the players from each of those groups, and that is going to be musicians playing piano. Well, there were many very talented pianists around at this time, and they were a mainstay of the groups they worked with. We began our show with a group led by Ralph Sutton, who is well remembered and respected as playing in the stride style, following in the tradition of James P. Johnson and Fats Waller. And the group consisted of Ralph on piano, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Walter Page on bass, and Cliff Lehman on drums. And the song they brought us, recorded in 1954, was called Ain't Ya Got Music, and that was written by James P. Johnson, another great pianist who we'll hear from later on in the show, and his co-writer Andy Razaf. Well, our next group is led by Bob Wilbur, called Bob Wilbur and His Wildcats, and it features pianist Dick Wellstood. Well, Dick was a very versatile musician, and he played many different styles of piano, including boogie-woogie, swing, and jazz. And in the group, the Wildcats, we will hear from Bob Wilbur on clarinet, Johnny Glassell on cornet, Dick on piano, Charles Traeger on bass, and Dennis Strong on drums. The song that they're bringing to us today is called Willie the Weeper, recorded in 1947 and written by the songwriting team of Melrose, Bloom, and Rymal. Then we're going to go to 1953 to a group called the Blue Note Jazzmen, led by Sidney Bechet. Well, of course, Sidney was one of the jazz greats of all time, playing both clarinet and particularly soprano sax. And that's what he's playing on this particular recording of the song Ding Dong Daddy, written by Phil Baxter. Well, in the group, we will hear from Sidney, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Jimmy Archer on trombone, Walter Page on bass, and Johnny Blowers on drums. And the pianist that we're going to be featuring is Buddy Weed, both a pianist and an arranger. Now, he often worked with Bechet, as well as many of the other great artists of the day. And we're going to follow up with our third recording in the set with a number from Arnold Ross and his quintet. Well, Arnold had actually started out on the clarinet and the trumpet as well as the violin when he was a child in his early musical education. He started out on piano in, I believe, in his early teens, and that was to become his instrument as a noted jazz player. And he also, as so many of our pianists today, played with many of the bands and other artists of the time. Well, we'll hear them from 1946 with a song called Stairway to the Stars, written by Matty Melnick, Frank Signorelli, and Mitchell Parrish. Benny Carter is joining us on alto sax, Arnold, of course, on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, a bass from Arnie Bernstein, and Nick Fatool on drums. So three groups, three songs, three recordings, and three wonderful pianists. And we'll start with Bob Wilbur and Dick Wellstood, Willie the Weeper.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to the Arnold Ross Quintet, a very fine pianist, and his group, and from 1946, Stairway to the Stars. Before that, we heard Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen, along with Buddy Weed, on piano from 1953, and the song, Ding Dong Daddy. And we started out with Bob Wilbur and his Wildcats from 1947, along with Dick Wellstood on piano, Willie the Weeper. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to small jazz groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s, and we're focusing on a particular member of each of those groups, and that's the pianist. Hearing some wonderful piano work today, of course, along with all the wonderful great musicians. And we've got lots of nice recordings for you. Well, our next two numbers bring us two of the excellent female pianists of the time. In a field dominated by men back then, women were something of a rarity, but they were an immensely talented one. We'll hear first from Mary Lou Williams. Now, she was an accomplished pianist, arranger and composer, wrote and arranged many, many songs, and recorded, I gather, more than 100 records. Well, among the bands that she played with were those led by Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman, as well as the band led by Andy Kirk. And she's going to be joining us from 1939 with a group led by another lady, and that is swing singer Mildred Bailey. The group is called Mildred Bailey and her Oxford Grays, and it consists of Mildred herself on the vocals, Mary Lou on piano, Floyd Smith on guitar, John Williams on bass, and Eddie Dougherty on drums. The song is called There'll Be Some Changes Made, and it was written by Billy Higgins and Benton Overstreet. And after Mary Lou, we'll hear from Norma Teagarden. The Teagardens were a very musical family. They consisted of the mother, Helen, and she played and taught piano. Norma's brothers, Charlie, a trumpeter, a drummer was Cloyce, and of course Jack, very famous trombonist who led his own band. Well, Norma followed in her mother's footsteps and became a pianist, an extremely accomplished one, and she often performed with her brother. Jack, and during the 40s and 50s, and also, as so often this morning, with lots of other jazz artists. Well, we'll hear a recording featuring Norma from 1944. The group is led by her brother, Jack Teagarden, and his swinging gates. The song is called Pitching, a bit short, and it's written by Milt Gabler, the owner and guiding spirit behind Commodore label, independent jazz label, as so many of our recordings were from today. While in the studio that day, along with Norma, we will hear from Max Kaminsky on trumpet, a clarinet from Ernie Casiris, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Norma on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and the ever-wonderful George Wetling on drums. And we'll start with Mildred Bailey and her Oxford Greys from 1939, featuring Mary Lou Williams on piano. There'll be some changes made.
They say don't change the old for the new, but I found out that this will never do. When you grow old, you don't last long. You're here today and tomorrow you're gone. I've loved a man for many years gone by. I thought his love for me would never die. But he made a change and said I would not do. So now I'm gonna make some changes too. There's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea, and from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my long tall to a little short fat. I'll even change the number where I'm living at. 'Cause nobody loves you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Thank you.
We heard Jack Teagarden and his Swinging Gates, including his sister, Norma, wonderful pianist, with the tune Pitching a Bit Short. And we started out with Mildred Bailey and her Oxford Greys. Mildred provided the lyrics, and we also heard Mary Lou Williams on the piano. There'll Be Some Changes Made. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning, we're listening to small jazz groups in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Particularly amongst those small jazz groups, we are listening to piano players. There were many wonderful piano players. Some of them were also composers and arrangers. They contributed so much to the jazz of the time. And we have a selection of their work today with some of the small groups around then. Our next pianist was called Dave Riviera, and he put in a lot of time as a member of the Cab Calloway Orchestra, a very fun orchestra with some excellent talent in it. And we'll also hear another member of the Calloway Orchestra on this recording too. Well, Dave also played with Rex Stewart, trumpeter, Mary Lou Williams, we just heard, Ike Quebec on tenor sax, and also Don Byas, another wonderful tenor sax player. Dave will be joining us from 1945 with fellow Calloway band member Jonah Jones on trumpet and his group. The song is called Stompin' at the Savoy, written by Benny Goodman, Edgar Sampson, Chick Webb, and Andy Razaf. In the studio that day, Jonah on trumpet, Cherie Glenn on tenor sax, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax. We will hear from Ike Quebec on tenor sax, Danny Barker guitar, bass from Milt Hinton, and drums are brought to us by J.C. Hurd. And of course, Dave Riviera will be playing the piano. And we will hear from George Wetling in the following recording, which is from 1944 as well, in a song he wrote himself called Blues for Stew. And joining George in the studio on that day, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Wilbur de Paris on trombone, and Bob Haggart on bass. And the pianist on this recording is Dave Bauman. Well, Dave was a little bit itinerant when he was young. He was born in the U.S. The family moved to Hamilton in Ontario and spent childhood there. And he learned to play the piano while he was there. Dave moved back to the U.S. for a while, and then he went over to the U.K. in the 1930s, where he played for a while with a band led by Jack Hilton, no stranger to the show. Well, Dave returned to the U.S., where he settled, I believe, in New York, and had a very long and wonderful career playing piano with many of the wonderful jazz artists around. And staying in that year, 1944, well, we're going to hear, as I promised, from pianist James P. Johnson. He's leading the group this time. It's called James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazzmen. They're going to bring us a song written by Shelton Brooks called Walking the Dog. James P. Johnson was a noted pianist and composer, one of the early exponents of stride piano. He was a pioneer in the field from its earliest days, where it was evolving from then very popular ragtime into more mainstream jazz, if we can say that. And he was a significant influence on many of the jazz greats who followed him. Joining James in the studio, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Sidney de Paris on trumpet. We'll hear Vic Dickinson on trombone, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Al Lucas on bass, and Al Trapeer on drums. And that will be James P. Johnson, Walking the Dog. And we'll start with Jonah Jones, Stomping at the Savoy, featuring the piano of Dave Riviera. Thank you. You just heard from James P. Johnson and his Blue Note Jazzmen from 1944, Walking the Dog. And James was playing the piano on that one, a song written by Shelton Brooks. You just heard from pianist Dave Bauman with the group led by George Wetling, called his Rhythm Kings, from 1944, Blues for Stew. And we started out with Jonah Jones and Dave Riviera on piano, Stomping at the Savoy from 1945.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to small jazz groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s, and we're focusing on a particular member of each of those groups, and that's the pianist. Well, our next performer is called Clyde Hart. Now, he started out in his career as a professional pianist in the 1920s, and he put in some time with the band led by Blanche Calloway. Clyde was a great pianist. He had a long career playing with a wide range of jazz performers over the years. He's going to join us with a group led by tenor sax player Chu Berry. The song is called Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You? And that was written by Andy Razaf and Don Redman, recorded in 1941. We'll hear a trumpet from Hot Lips Page, Chu Berry on sax, Al Casey on guitar, Al Morgan on bass, and Harry Yeager on drums. And, of course, Clyde Hart on piano. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I do hope you enjoyed our lineup today, and I hope you can join me again next week for more music from days gone by. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And as I said, I hope you can join me again next week for more music on I've Heard That Song Before. We have one more song for you this morning, and it's brought to us by the wonderful group of Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, a recording from 1945. Jazz Me Blues was written by Tom Delaney. Wild Bill Davidson on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums. The pianist will be Dick Carey, remembered well for his work as a pianist, and also he doubled as a trumpeter, equally in demand in either capacity. He also worked as an arranger for several big bands and recorded many, many sides with a wide range of groups. So he will be joining us along with Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, Jazz Me Blues from 1945.